Why do you think it is that it takes so long for a man to start to grow like a really good actual beard, nice full beard, but it's also the first thing that starts to go gray?
You're asking a science question on a TTRPG podcast. You've come to the right place.
I'm here to vent. It's pissing me off.
Well, do you have gray in your beard?
Yeah, dude, I had like one gray hair in my beard, and I was like, oh dang. And then I think I like plucked it once because I was actually interested just to like see it. And that now there's like five, and I was like, fuck.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it, to be honest. I think gray in the beard is distinguished.
I can't wait. I have a couple gray hairs. I have a couple great beard hairs.
I have many. I'm all for it. I have many. My family goes gray pretty damn fast, so I already have like a bunch of gray hairs forming all over the place.
Yeah, man, silver fox. You gotta aim for the silver fox angle.
That's what Hannah said. She was like, you must be a silver fox, and I was like, no. No, but that's why I started to just... I don't know if you guys noticed, but I don't really grow a beard much anymore. I usually would let it grow out as long as possible, and then I would just shave it. But now, like I let it get a little bit longer than this, which is like not it's just like stubble right now. But no, I was like, man, it was like, you know, I wanted like a, you know, nice full dark beard, and then all of a sudden started like getting like gray hairs in it, and I was like, I thought it would be grayer. I thought it wouldn't be as gray longer, but you know.
I mean, you can if you know, you're looking for some, you know, gender affirming care, you can just color it.
Yeah, that's true.
But, oh yeah, yeah. Gotta get that just for men gel.
Just for men,
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and it obvious that you don't care.
Yeah, I have a relative. They will not be named, but I know that they color their hair, their beard hair specifically, because sometimes I see them. And it looks very shiny. And other times I'm like, there's some grays. And then it just, you know, lather and repeat. I mean, he looks good both ways. Oh, dang. Well, I guess that we already knew it was a he.
I didn't have any idea until Tim dropped that.
But I'm not upset that that's gray. I think it was just ironic that it's like the last thing that men grow that becomes full. But there's also the first thing that goes gray, and it's like, why wouldn't the hair on my head go gray first?
Hey, speak for yourself. I still got chest hairs coming in.
I mean, I got chest hair that's gray already, so it's fun.
It's because you're old and used up, Mark. Husk of a man.
I every time I bend over, kneel down, I feel joints popping, and I'm like, god damn it, man, this sucks.
Gotta go get in the gym.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I do.
And injure yourself more.
I mean, it was like the other day, I went for a 10-mile walk, and I was like, fine, and then I got home, and I was like, my thighs hurt a little bit, and I'm like, oh, god, now they're really hurting.
10 miles is that's a hefty walk.
That's a long walk.
I take like a fast 2-mile walk, like, most days with Rebecca, and that wears my feet out.
Oh, I can walk for a long ass time. I always
used
to be a
hiker, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to hike a lot. So I used to just go up in the no mountains and freaking Eastern Shore.
But
you know, like on the west, near like Frederick and stuff like that, or the Appalachian Trail a little bit. Stuff like
Going on trails is much better.
Our
walks are in a neighborhood on asphalt, and that's why 2 miles is enough for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, feet just start to get tired.
Yeah, well,
I wear very thin shoes, so.
Oh, no, I get the good shoes that actually support.
No, I
go barefoot shoes, bro.
Dude, yeah, I'm with the Hannah and I call it like you're a victim of big shoe. Because big shoe, no, you know, instead of big farm is big shoe.
Yeah. He's not woke yet to the barefoot feet.
He's still listening to big shoe, but that's one of those things too, is that like, you know, I love being on my feet. I love hiking and stuff like that. And it's like those trail shoes that I bought when Callie and I went for our Tough Mudder. It's like those shoes are like, they're barefoot shoes, but they're also like, you know, rated for trail stuff. And oh my gosh, they're life changing things.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a pair for my dad because he works in a deli and he just, you know, he's on his feet all day. And he was like, after like 2 hours, my feet hurt, you know, my back hurts. I was like, dad, try these. I know you're like older, but like, try these. And he was like, a week later, he called me. He was like, Jake, you're right.
Wow.
You're completely right.
See, whatever.
I just, I,
Whenever I try to...
God damn it, you just go to
I want it. Whenever I try to, like, tell people about barefoot shoes, I don't know why they don't, like, seem interested, because I'm always like, yeah, do you want to swap out your shoes for thinner shoes and do foot exercises with me to strengthen your arch? And so they just kind of, like, walk away. Doesn't matter, male, female, all in between, everyone just walks away from me.
They're like, never no, see I don't them again. I don't want to join your cult. That's exactly it.
Yep, this is
your head in the sand.
Don't open your third eye to your foot. Third eye on the bottom of your foot.
Really didn't think that sentence over before you said it, did you?
I was going somewhere, but you know.
Well, I respect the attempt. I really do.
No. What you got to do is you have to tap into your lost soul, and by soul I mean soles of your feet.
Boom. See,
there it is, Tim. Hero point.
Whoa, yes, I'll take it. Writing that down.
We desperately need it.
We do.
To go back to what you were saying, Jake, I don't have any gray hairs yet. I'm 30, and I'm never going to get old. Grow old at all. So.
I was going to say, yeah, you like just turned 30, so like it's coming for you, John.
Yeah, no, I definitely already feel it.
I've been threatening to shave my face for a while, but Rebecca keeps me from doing it.
Keeps punching you in the face every time.
It will scare the children if you do.
Yeah,
my wife would beat me with a stick if I tried, because my family grows facial hair very slowly. Which is, if you've ever seen me, I have a huge beard, because this took me 3 fucking years to grow, and it's like if I shave it, it's gone because I'm not doing it again.
I've ever the first time that I want to say Medley was 2 or 3 or something, and like I had you know a long-ish beard, and then like I was like, you know what, I've shaved in a while, and I shaved, and then like I remember walking up, like she was eating breakfast, and she was just staring at the table because she like saw me, and then was like scared. So, and it didn't even occur to me, like I didn't even think about it, and then I was like, oh my gosh, she's very weirded out by this whole thing.
Yeah, it's funny because my dad, in the 90s, he had a big-ass mustache, and that's the cleanest shaved I've ever seen him. He's had a beard, full beard ever since. I've never seen my dad with a shaved face.
Yeah, he's as long as I've known him, it's been the dad goatee that he's had. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recognize him. I'd refuse to.
That's like, if my dad ever had not his glasses on, I'm like, what are you doing? No, that's a part of your face. You can't take those off.
And also a safety hazard.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's because he has bifocals, so he definitely needs both of them. He needs both far and near.
Just fucking blind.
Yep. Well, you guys were blind to the illusions. The illusions, Michael.
We really shouldn't have fallen for it. Like, it's like come on.
I mean, Nolly should have just struck him in the head.
I really should have. Like, it was flavor, but I should have made it real.
Clocked him.
Even I thought, while we were interacting with this Willem Dafoe lookalike, I was just like, it's probably this guy. We're just going to run off here. And I didn't say anything because I'm an idiot. And then I was just like, oh, I fooled you guys. Oh, God damn it.
You know, the thing is, too, working with, because I did give Covenant Tea, and apparently there's a special effect that says, some is known to use trickery and sleight of hand to ensure only those whose goals align with the tea preparer are served Covenant Tea. But I think that requires a tea ceremony, which would be an hour. So,
oh, yeah, that's a whole ordeal. Yeah,
we're not doing that hippie shit.
But that's a name of the episode, hippie shit. No, I can't have curse words in the titles. Can't do that.
Hippie shite.
Hippie shiza.
Fucking hippie crap.
Hippie poop.
So let's get into this, because you guys simultaneously realized, because Laria wasn't actually taking damage, Sir Thorin, you noticed that there were no footprints whenever he was walking, and that's when you guys saw the guy, the Willem Dafoe guy, who was not scared out of his mind, focusing on the combat with that you guys were involved in. So let's get into it. I have Nolly's up next, is that right?
That sounds right to me, because you always end it right at my turn, Jake.
You know, I think you're right.
Guys, maybe there's only one set of footprints in the bog because he carried us.
So I have line of sight then.
So he definitely has cover, like, from the angle that you're at. Because remember, he's up.
Yeah.
He's up like 20, yeah. 25 feet or whatever, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure on his turn he took an action to take cover to gain the benefits of that. He definitely did.
Does he need to if line of sight is already kind of an issue?
Nah, I'm just making stuff up. Okay, I know you can take cover to get like additional cover if you're.
Oh, yeah, something. That's what it is. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you can increase it one step or something like that. Yeah. But yeah, I'll say that Laria and Sir Thorne definitely see this. So. Mm-hmm. If they pointed it out to you, if you look up, you can see that guy is not acting the way that he was, like, a minute ago.
Yep, so load and whack. Let's go. And now it just looks up, sees the guy up there, and it's like...
He's a villain!
You can't hide forever behind your disguises! You have to face the justice! You have to face the full wrath of the Balefire Network, and it's coming at you with a natural 20.
Did you really? God dang it.
Oh, I thought you were bullshitting.
No,
it was through the Balefire Network.
Hold on, let me be excited. Yay! Actually, no, that's really great.
Alright, this is ranged.
Alright, yep. Kelly, get that normal damage.
No,
is only... it piercing or bludgeoning?
It is bludgeoning.
Which one's better?
I'm not sure how useful this will be, but it might be.
Okay.
Skull Crush. The target is stupefied 3 until healed.
Whoa.
That sounds pretty fucking good to me.
That's like reduces spell casting if they have any spell casts to cast.
He did have that. So, yep, I would say so.
Heck yeah.
Stupefy 3, you say?
Whew.
And double damage.
A song from Disturbed starts playing.
Stupefy! 38 points of damage.
Damn. Okay.
Just lobbing bombs.
And then with the last action, I'm not gonna have another miracle shot like that with cover and stuff. So I'm actually going to move into. Oh, hold on. 10, 15, 20, 25. Move into the building.
Okay.
Right there, 25. And that's
all right. So you have a better angle at him now, too.
Yes.
So okay. All right.
Yeah.
Mialari, it is your turn.
Nolly's got this, guys. Let's go.
She's feisty.
I'm gonna just start making my way. I don't think I'm gonna be able to make it back to the tower.
Now you are in difficult terrain, and then it's still in some distance on after that. So
you just have to jump. Just gotta leap.
Yeah, do what Sir Thorne did with his legs that look like tree trunks.
Right. I mean, I will leap to the cobblestone if I can.
I mean, yeah, I don't think there's a downside. I don't think you go backwards on a negative.
Alright.
Oh, what he has to do is reverse long jump. Then he just no clips through the fortress.
I was gonna say, are you talking about the portal speedruns?
Oh no, I was thinking of the Mario 64.
Oh yeah. No, I was thinking of whenever you watch like a portal or like Half-Life speedrun, they always do like the backwards jumping because there's no cap to the acceleration you can have if you jump backwards in those games.
Huh.
And so yeah, people do it for speedrunning. It looks hilarious. I love speedrunning so much. It's always so funny. All right, so you've gotten out of the water and you've gotten up to the door of the tower there.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait to run in.
Okay. It is the Soul Scum's turn. You hit him in the head, Nolly. He's knocked silly. Like you can see his head's like kind of shaken, and he's like, he is going to jump down at you.
Oh.
And strike you with this chain whip.
Alright.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, I forgot about the chain whip.
37 to hit.
Yep.
33 points of slashing damage.
Wow. Okay.
And then make me a will save.
Will save. Let me find my will. I'm decently willful.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can pull it together. Ah. Is that a cracked die? No, it is not. It looks so... Is it though? Alright. I rolled near some die. I'm just gonna move the other die and see where it lands. Okay, it landed on the low number. Oh, well.
Uh-huh.
You know, you live by the sword, die by the sword. 25.
That is a fail.
Yep. That's what I thought.
So here's what happens.
Alright.
On a failure, the target becomes invisible.
Great.
Inaudible, and otherwise imperceptible to its allies.
Okay.
Likewise, you can't see, hear, or otherwise perceive your own allies.
Okay.
You are completely isolated to the rest of the world right now.
Oh shit.
But what about the skunk? Can I still see the skunk? Because it doesn't say anything about...
He's the only bit of life you see in this place.
Oh.
Can he see me?
Can he see you?
I think that's probably a pretty good assumption.
Yes, because it says by your... It says your allies, so yeah.
I'm only invisible to my allies.
Yes. Otherwise, yes. Imperceptible to its allies for 4 rounds.
But it's okay, likewise. I never liked Nolly.
So, now here's the thing, is that... Mielari, you saw this happen. You saw this thing jump down, strike Nolly, and it hits her across the neck and the chest, and all of a sudden she falls and just disappears.
Mm-hmm.
Just... And she's gone. She's disappeared completely.
Yeah. Ooh.
Right. Sir Thorn, it is your turn.
Alright, Sir Thorn is just gonna... He hears the ruckus and he's gonna just take off. He uses his full movement to get right halfway across the broken bridges.
Okay.
That's all I got.
That's all you got.
Yep.
Laria, it's your turn.
Same thing, like the ruckus. She'll move the full complement, which gets her actually past Mielari, using all movement.
Oh, okay, yeah. So maybe, there's a bit. Oh, well, and if you do it,
well,
because there's some difficult terrain in between there, so you'll probably be just like right behind her.
Okay, I'll just.
But but yeah, so now you didn't see it happen. So
what's going on?
Nolly's dead. No, Nolly disappeared. Hit chain whip, gone.
Excuse me?
I don't know how I could be more descriptive than that, honestly.
that's all that happened, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Yo, what information?
I run a school.
A place where information is... Wait a minute.
Like, hold on.
Yeah, I will describe what happened, yes.
Okay. Nolly, it is your turn. This thing is looming over you, and you're alone. You are completely alone here.
Nolly is kind of feels not entirely out of place because being a high-ranking Bellflower Network member, she's used to not really knowing who to trust, striking out on your own, and always covering her tracks. So she looks around and see her allies like cannot at all. And maybe she thinks in that moment that she's just been like teleported to a dimension that is like similar to this but different, and just her and the Skelm. And she kind of levels the hoe at the Skelm and says, "All right then, so just you and me, eh? Well, must be a mistake. Be the last mistake you ever make." And she doesn't have anything in her weapon because she unloaded it and moved, so she's going to move back 10, 15, 20,
and no attack of opportunity because surprising he doesn't have one.
Oh, good. Second action, load. Third action, unload.
He can send people to the Shadow Realm just by hitting them. I think that's good enough.
Right.
Yeah.
She's gonna try to have she's gonna actually start making her way up the stairs. She's gonna put a little bit of distance, try to get the high ground.
All right.
It's Surfer Soul.
No freaking way.
Drop another one.
Another nat 20.
Oh my god.
Exactly what we needed.
It's Surfer Soul Skellum. I have the high ground.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
All right. Need a card.
I need a card.
Another card, please, Kelly.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, interesting. Rattled. So you hit him in the head again. Normal damage, the target is confused for one round.
Oh my god.
I don't know if confusion or maybe just death after these. I rolled really well.
He might just die. We'll see.
Need to add everything together. It's just so much dice. It's hard to add it all. 54 points of damage.
Wait.
It's just you and the soul stone. And you hit him in the face, and his jaw drops to the ground as you've knocked it off. And he collapses to the ground, and he reaches out towards you, almost hungry, but still in emotional agony as his body lies limp.
Heck yeah.
And all of a sudden, rain starts pouring in again. Whatever little realm he had here was sustained entirely by the fear manifested with all of the souls that he kept. Now here's the thing. That was one round.
Yeah.
So, you got the three of you look around. You do not see Nolly. Nolly, you've killed the Soul Skelm, and you don't see her friends.
Yeah. She curses to herself and says, "Oh, I thought that. Thought it'd bring me back. Yeah. Well, I guess time to explore my new world that I live in." And she just kind of starts walking kind of to the direction of, like, the camp, thinking that, all right, this is my new plane of existence.
This is my home now.
There's no one here. And then you just strip naked and run off.
I am home alone in the swamp. What do you guys do? What do you guys do here in the next, let's say, like, a minute? Like, what do you plan to do within the next minute or so?
Search, I mean, the soul skeleton's dead right there, isn't it?
Yep.
I might as well search it.
Yeah, like, Laria will move around to where the soul scum was, but is inspecting. Like, Bellflower Network stays together, so she's like, I know you're out there. I know you're out there, Nolly. Where are you? And just kind of is wandering the battlements, like, gets up on the tower wall.
Yeah. So if you, first off, he only had one thing on him. He had the spike chain. You look at the spike chain. I'll tell you, it is a +1 striking ghost touch spike chain.
Ooh.
But whatever that additional ability that he used on you, that's his own thing. So don't worry about that. If you look up, you can go to, like, the body that's there. And there's also, like I said, there's, like, some living, you know, the objects of him living here. Other than that, Mialari and Sir Thorne, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, Sir Thorne, I guess he runs in, doesn't see Nolly. Where's Nolly? What happened?
Explain it again. Got hit, disappeared. We are going to have to try to find her.
Don't know what help I'll be, but he just gets down and prays.
Good on it. I could try to use Detect Magic again.
Go ahead and do Detect Magic.
Is there a check also I can use on Soul Scout?
Go ahead and do I would say it would be occultism, or if you wanted to do religion, because he was technically a fiend, actually.
Mm. Well,
yeah.
Nope. Got nothing. How about brewing lore?
Let me see.
Or athletics. Can I flex hard enough?
Can you flex your brain to think more?
Yes.
This may sound stupid, but would a perception check do anything?
No, because the description says literally imperceptible. So,
sounds you like guys... there could be some wiggle room there.
Not entirely, if it does, but imperceptible. So, you guys look around for about 30 seconds up to a minute. And when you go up to the top, you look out the window that the Soul Skelm would look down at you from, and then you just see Nolly out there on that island. She's completely visible.
Nolly!
Nolly!
Mm. Nolly!
Huh? She turns around. Oh. Alright then. Well,
What happened to you?
Well, I got hit by this chain and I disappeared. I thought you all were gone.
Well, it's good to have you back. The creature has been felled.
Well, it's good news.
I think by all accounts you might be the most dangerous halfling on this planet.
I guess you saw my work back there then, huh? I didn't know if that tete-a-tete with Sol Skelm was real or not. Well, after it hit me with this chain, I felt as if I was transported to a different place. I thought that I was back on my own again, back in the early days of the Bellflower Network. But it's good to be back. Good to have you all back. I was already starting to plan my new life here, but seems that we could carry on.
She's cursing.
You just dropped all hope of being with people just instantly.
Well,
well, this is my new world.
After encountering a denizen of Lang and being hit by a magical weapon, I thought I was plumb gone from this world entirely.
And
I've heard tale of planes beyond this existence that mirror ours. Thought it might have been something like that.
Lari will also give you tea for healing, because you...
Yeah.
So,
I am messed up.
Yeah, so she's gonna throw up one of those resurrection teas into your face.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How much is that again?
2d8 plus 5, and apparently I rolled wonderfully, so you get 19 hit points.
All right.
Nice. Did anybody want to roll on this thing's abilities?
Sure. Okay. I think I have a cultism.
Never mind, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you can do occultism, and then if you want to do religion, then that would be another angle to go here.
Well, I can't do that, Jake, so...
I meant other people, John.
Other people don't matter.
This show's about me. I got a 34 religion.
Wow.
Okay. That's pretty good. It's a success. John, what'd you get for a cult?
Give me one second.
Okay.
I also got a 34 in occultism.
Oh.
Okay. You guys know. I think we did talk about this, but. Soul scums arise not from mortal men, but from other scums, as their long-held wrath slowly twists them and replaces lingering fragments of their mortality with even more fiendish aspects. So, what they do is that they drain the souls from people, and then they bully the souls while they, like, hold them captive. After you have defeated these things, after you've killed this thing, and the rain comes back in, you see that the will-o-wisps start to just, like, fade out of existence, one by one. Slowly but surely.
So they make will-o-wisps.
Yeah. Potentially, I mean, that he probably took the souls of the prisoners, and then warped and bullied them in the afterlife until they became horrible will-o'-wisps.
Oh.
But you know that these things have like a sadistic nature to them. Like they feed off of that fear and that brutality and oppression they have. So as some of them fade away, you do hear voices of people thanking you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Save the others.
That ability in particular is called Isolating Lash.
Hmm.
So it makes a strike. If you fail, the target becomes invisible, inaudible, and otherwise imperceptible to its allies for 4 rounds. And Ooh. It likewise can't see, hear, or otherwise perceive those allies.
Hmm.
So that's why it didn't last very long.
Mm-hmm.
But in the middle of combat...
That's 4 rounds is...
That's roughly 8 years,
time.
Yeah,
that's an eternity in combat. And so, like, it happened at the very end, but it's like, if that would have happened in the beginning, that's one of your members just gone. Completely gone.
That's, like, maybe 3 DPS episodes.
Right? So, you realize that this thing was probably doing that to these people until they just succumbed to fear. And the thing that helps support that, too, is that when you go back up and you kind of go through the things, the body that was wrapped up like a mummy, if you unravel it, you see it's just the face of a very, very scared man. Like, he's gone. Like, he's just dead. But you know how some people, their face is, like, frozen, like how they died? And that's what it is. He just died of fear.
Well, so
horrible, awful things were happening here. But the rain has returned, and you can kind of breathe now. Now that this thing is gone.
So reaching back a few episodes, when we were introduced to these two creatures, it was the Soulskelm that had the relation to the Scarlet Triad, or at least this is the creature that the prisoners are afraid of.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
The Leng was the. The Denizen Leng, I think, was just there for the body, I think they said.
Mm. Yep. It was like he was just separate. So, we need to bring back evidence that we destroyed this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, crack those antlers off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's gonna take its head.
What a gruesome trophy. Just some guy's husk of a head.
This creature is like is like a horrible like from being a worshiper of Milani. This creature enslaves souls.
Yeah, yeah. Like, the being of them. People.
Yeah,
yeah.
Tortures soul enslaved souls with fear. So this is I gleefully saw this thing's head off. In my life.
Complete anathema to you and I.
I'm just whistling. Whistling while I'm doing it.
It's like you just sawing, I'm walking on sunshine. That was some tendon.
I was looking over on the map on the left-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
What's all that over there?
That's not real. Don't look back there.
Oh, I'm looking at it.
I'm going to put up a wall. Oh, no, you have full vision.
I have full vision.
We will explore this unmarked and unnoticed area. We will find treasure.
There appears to be a tiny hut when you walk in. There's a bunch of Soulskelm children. Going,
Daddy, you're home! You're not dead!
Sorthorn lights up the lamps.
Doom music starts playing. Rip and tear.
Are you our babysitters? Daddy says ever since Mommy died that it's been hard.
I'm not going to pretend to slaughter
these things. There are too many of them. We don't know what to do.
I flavor slaughter them.
Flavor slaughter.
And he slayed all of them.
The women and the children.
They were animals.
I treated them like animals.
After killing a bunch of children, you guys...
Righteously.
Whatever.
Righteous.
You all, there's nothing else here. You guys can look around for a while. It just seems that this guy's entire thing was just basking in the fear that he would cause to these poor people.
So we have reason to believe that these people are free now. They're not cursed anymore. That's kind of like what we thought.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was the thing. Was that what you had learned from the prisoners was that that they were sometimes people were just taken here and then they were just never seen. Hmm. And so the one guy had told you that, you know, he knew of it and he had heard them talking. I think is what I said, but like he didn't know any more beyond that. So it was really up to you guys to like figure out what the hell was going on.
With our checks and stuff, so we got 34s. Do we have any reason to believe the curse is lifted from these people? Knowing we know now about soul scums.
Here's the thing is if you guys kind of take some time and you go through some stuff, maybe I'm not gonna say there's like a Resident Evil journal, but like what you realize is that I'll say it like this. Some of the will-o-wisps sort of talk to you.
Hmm.
And you can piece some bits and pieces together. And you realize that the curse wasn't real.
That was my suspicion the whole time.
It was mental.
Yeah.
Right. And so when it was described to the prisoners, that's why the one guy was like, all I know is that, you know, even if we don't die immediately, in the next weeks, months, we'll succumb to an awful fate. And so it was just the fear to keep them there.
Fear tactic.
Yeah.
So good news, guys, it's dead, but you guys are stupid.
Come back and say, it was all fake. But there was a creature.
There was a creature, but they duped you.
Your fears were completely unfounded. Here's the horrible head of the creature that eats fear.
But yeah, so deep and unnerving, but luckily you don't have to do any kind of like sanctification of the curse or anything like that. So yeah.
I said our priority would like be to hoof it back, make sure that they haven't come back yet, people from the north, and then start sending people back to the mainland.
Yeah. I would say just for the hell of it, we should try to get one more heal in you.
Oh yeah.
We'll take time to heal up completely.
Yeah, it also took like an hour to walk here or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, you have time even on your walk to, you know, take.
Oh yeah, Laria is preparing more of those teas for our wonderful D8s and gives it to the people that can do sneak attack.
Oh, sweet.
She has the ability to brew tea, but damn, if we have to go into combat, rather be effective.
We'll be doing it caffeinated.
We're doing it caffeinated. If you're gonna do it caffeinated. all right. So while you guys are healing, let me pull you back to the other map. Here we are. Your tokens are inside. You come back. It's still been raining. It's probably... I should have remembered the times that I make these. I'll say it's about, like, midnight at this point. You guys come up, and the gate has been closed. See, you guys are not in yet.
Okay.
What do you guys want to do?
Did we not close the gates?
I'd be concerned that the people are back by now.
Yeah, I don't think we really closed the gates when we left.
Okay, fair enough.
I just don't think we did. I honestly can't remember.
We don't know what the people would have done. We were left behind, maybe they closed the gates. But also, it's been hours now. Multiple hours. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one guy did run off.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you would like, I can jump over the walls and see if I can open the gates from the inside.
That'd be a fair play.
We know those trees and shrubs were over to the northwest of the compound. Maybe that would be a discreet way to get in.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah. I'll head over there with you as well.
Okay, I'm going to scale the wall with a rope.
Okay. You throw the rope over it, latches pretty nicely on the top of the wall. You're able to easily climb over. You get over. All the torches are still there. They're probably fading at this point. They've been lit for quite a while now. But all seems as you left it. It doesn't even look like the bodies have been moved, to be honest.
Okay, I would like to make my way to the gates to see, stealthily, mind you, stealthily, see if there's any reason it's closed.
No, you go over, and it looks like they just pulled it shut. So it doesn't seem to be locked or anything like that. There's no sign of disturbance.
Alright, I stand up and go next to the gate and go, password! Just open the gate.
Nolly's like cycling through all the passwords in her mind, and then the gate opens.
Did I use an exclamation point, or did I switch it over to the at symbol?
You're not using uppercase for the first. Try again.
That's why I'm using today's sponsor. Password manager.
Password manager in Google. It's free.
As Nolly begins that, I slide a dagger into her ribcage. We don't sell out here.
But if you use my offer code, you get 20% off.
I'm rich, motherfucker.
What's the code? Alright, so yeah, you open up the gate and the rest of you see the same thing. It doesn't look like anything's been disturbed.
Okay.
Bodies are still there. They're kind of gross now. You walk up to one, and you're like, oh, wow, this dwarf is still here. You give a little kick, and then it just shits itself, and you're like, oh, my God.
It's waterlogged. Oh, my God.
I think there's a chance that our friend that got away just decided to flee. You know, I don't think he's bringing back anybody.
Either that or they're waiting for us to come to them.
It's a possibility. How much do we know about that quarry?
The mine up north?
Yeah.
I don't know if you asked too much about it. If you go down to the slave quarters where everybody was sleeping, the doors themselves are locked. They appear to be locked from the inside as you kind of go up, and the lock was on the outside, but now you go to open it, it's just chicken.
Sir Thorin knocks authoritatively.
Open up. Who is that?
It's Sir Thorin again. We have returned.
Now that was one authoritative lock. Knock.
You knock like a tyrant?
Only when I need to be.
Jorvik Pell, who was the middle-aged human that you guys had kind of talked to, he was the sort of impromptu leader of the prisoners here. He opens up the door and he goes,
"Oh, thank God you're all back. We've been worried. It's been hours."
Sir Thorin tosses by the antler the head of the creature, of the soul scalm into the bunks.
It rolls and it looks directly at him, and like the head of Medusa, he goes, "Ugh!" And then he has a heart attack and dies. Whoa.
God damn it, Sir Thorin.
Not again.
I thought the decapitated head would bring, a little levity.
Peace and serenity to these poor people.
I thought they like it. So he is scared because he doesn't know what the fuck's going on. And so he like stumbles back into the corner, and he's just like,
what is that thing?
You're free. The curse of this creature has been lifted. It cannot terrorize you any longer. We need to get you off this island. We have a ship.
This was the creature, the Whisperer. I knew some people that this thing supposedly killed.
Aye.
Yes, it's a horrible creature that feeds on your fears. It can't harm you anymore.
And he kind of gets up close to a look at it. He's just like,
I guess I should thank you. I've never seen a creature like this. I guess I'm count myself blessed to be able to not see it.
Yes, you are lucky. You are lucky not to have seen it alive. Anyway, we need to get you all out of here. Seems no one's returned yet, which is to our advantage. But we need to make sure you get to safety.
Well, that's fine, but I don't think the seas are right to travel just yet. But there's still a group up north.
What are you, a sailor now?
I was a sailor. You better fucking believe it. He grabs you by the collar.
Well, then you should have no trouble. You should have no trouble traversing these waters, then.
He's a
And about
12.
The people still to the north, you think we'd leave any man behind? You're out of your mind. We stayed, we finished the job. That's the credo of the Bellflower Network.
Fine, if they want to stay, they can stay. Since we're heading in the way of danger, suppose there's no real threat.
They're a liability to us now. If we go head up north, and they take a different route, come back here, held them all hostage, and make us drop our weapons, or they kill them, nothing but sitting ducks here.
You're right, we should kill them now.
You won't save yourselves, we'll give you the ultimate saving.
He goes, you can try, and he grabs the leg of a chair.
I thought he grabbed the antlers of the skellum.
Oh, wait, is that a plus one striking chair leg?
It's Vorpal for some reason. That's strange.
It's a Vorpal table leg.
They had some fucked up furniture in this place. Alright. I mean, at this point,
like, have the seas actually gotten rougher than we first arrived?
They're still just as rough. Oh. I mean, you guys had a hell of a time getting here.
This is a sailor. We had that other guy. What was his name? Who's
Hundi?
Yeah, Hundi. Hundi Vosk or something.
Yeah, Hundi Vosk.
Our ship was not described as like an enormous ship. Is it a big enough ship for all these people?
No, it was a sloop.
Yeah, so we don't have the room to get them all out.
Yeah, it'd be a couple trips.
Yeah, so across our currently the average capacity of our sloop sailing vessel is 8 people, with a maximum capacity of 18 passengers.
Well, there you go.
So yeah,
18 fully loaded 18 passenger sloop in a storm. We'll be fine.
Bad will happen.
Nope. Tie some dinghies on the back. Everybody else can just hold on.
Just say some prayers to Gazra. You know, you're fine.
There you go.
Gazra will be, you can quote me on this, entirely indifferent to what happens to those people.
What?
The loving god of the storm.
Gazra's also the loving god of ecoterrorism. Fun fact.
Yeah, that's also true.
Gazra will literally level towns and cities that he deems destructive to nature.
Right, he's just like, that's not a good place.
Dude, that was my favorite cleric I've ever played. Cleric Gazra.
Oh.
That was a thing that Kelly ran for, a few months?
It was fun.
It was pretty fun.
Which one was that?
One-y.
When I did
that was your Rise of the Ruin Lords. Yeah, that was fun.
Oh, that was enjoyable.
All I knew was that I had some access to some lightning spells, but I knew eventually I would, as a cleric, I would get lightning bolt. I was just like, yes.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Cleric with lightning bolt.
Yeah, I was close to. I really want to finish that campaign. My other group was just getting to where the campaign gets really juicy in the middle of book three, and that's where we stopped, and I'm so mad that that's where we stopped and never picked back up.
Yeah. It happens. So there's 8 people here, and he describes that the group was sort of in half, so you could assume that there was, you know, there's like 6 to 8 people that are at the crystal mine up north now, as he calls it. It would be maximum. You would be maxed out on the ship if you took all of them.
Yeah,
you said there's 8 here, right?
Yes.
So we just send back the 8 with Vosk.
With Hundi Vosk.
Yeah.
And
then Hundi just comes back for us.
Okay.
At least that's what I proposed to the group.
No, that makes sense.
How long would that take?
So you guys are not actually that far off from Kintargo.
Oh, sick.
If you look at the map, Kintargo is like in the sort of like the crevice, of like the northern part of that continent, and there's an island to the northwest. That's just that. So it's not that far at all.
So Kintargo is the butt crack of the continent, is what you're saying?
You bet it is, baby.
The silver butt crack.
Silver butt crack.
The silver butt crack.
they hate it when you call it that there. But yeah, so I mean, if you wanna tell Jorvik Pell to take this group and then head off to you bring Hundi Vost over with the pipit, and then he takes them. You can absolutely do that.
I would just say I propose for Laria, what she can do is also relock it from the inside to make it look like nothing's been disturbed as well, nice. In case they come back first or something like that. Like, okay. It just appear like everything is normal.
Sure.
I mean, she has Theavori, so.
Okay. Yeah, so you spend some time, you clean up the bodies or whatever, you know, it's very, very muddy.
Just throw the bodies in that one barn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the abandoned one.
Yeah. So you guys bring Hundi Vost over with the pipit. They thank you guys so much. They give you guys each hugs and they, you know, like, prostrate in front of you, and they're just like, thank you so much for this. Well, we're forever in your debt.
Yes, you are.
Right, that's what I said.
Just get back safe.
Just get back safe and head both to the God, what the hell's Laria's brew house called?
Oh yeah.
She's an advertisement opportunity.
Oh, she is.
The Long Roads Coffee House.
Yeah,
tell your friends.
To Long Roads Coffee House. Tell Laria sent you. Get some free warm drinks for you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's you've literally saved our souls. I don't know what else to say beyond that, but God bless you.
And they all kind of pile onto the ship, and Hundi just comes up to you guys as they're getting onto the ship, and he's like,
"So what exactly are you all doing now? Am I supposed to be coming back for you,
Hundi? If you don't come back for us, we'll swim back and drag you back ourselves. You'll bet your silver butt crack you better come back."
Well, and what time was it? Do you need me to come discreetly again? I need orders.
No need for discretion. Not, just get back here as soon as possible.
I'm not messing up again. I'm not.
You can see there's some pain in his face.
Oh, it's that guy. Yeah.
He
was the guy that got tortured.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, Nolly claps his shoulder because, you know, he's part of the Belfry Network. He's like, you won't. Especially since now that you've finally taken the full requisite courses of the anti-torture training.
Yes, and then Laria does the same thing, squeezes his shoulder a little bit tighter. Yes, you'll be fine. Now please, use a little bit of discretion coming back just in case.
Then Sir Thorin squeezes his shoulder. He's like, good job completing the training, but you're overdue on your IT training. He squeezes him extra hard.
I'm not going to touch you.
He's got Hyundai. It looks like he's just been beat up. He's like, thanks.
Beat up by two members of the Bellflower Network,
and then just cold cocks him right in the face.
It's an honor to serve. And then he gets on the ship.
You halflings are fucking weird.
So it is. It's getting quite late. I will say that you guys have been awake for a while because you were on the boat for a while, it's been a long time. I would recommend resting, only because just how long you guys have been awake.
You would. That's because you don't want us to go.
No. It's not that at all.
Larry, you got some more caffeinated beverages.
I'm just making IV.
We're kind of running low on spells, guys.
Oh, really?
What do you got left in the tank? Yeah, Larry.
I've got one. Get one third level. Oh, I actually still have 3 second level spells.
Ah. Okay. Fine.
No, let's rest.
Really? I have full HP.
Yeah, but I was also saying, just like you as people will need sleep. I otherwise. Yeah.
How
yeah.
far north is it?
That's like as twice as long of a walk, because remember that they had to use the big guy to like use a cart,
right?
To like carry them and the crystals and all the stuff back and forth.
I think for the sake of rest too, because we've been up for a while, that we will be fatigued. Is that what you're kind of
implying?
I'm just
wondering when does fatigue set in mechanically?
I never sleep. It does.
Yeah.
It never sets in.
Yeah. What are the effects of not sleeping by rules as written? All right, Pathfinder forums.
So fatigue just says your Titan can't summon much energy. Take a minus one status penalty to AC and saving throws. Not great.
Right,
you can't use exploration activities to perform while traveling. You recover from fatigue after a full night's rest.
Okay, it looks like you get fatigued after 16 hours of no rest. So I guess if you say we've been up for 16 hours...
Yeah, for sure.
Alright, we'll sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, because if you think about it too, like, the information that you guys got, like, it wasn't like you're like, hey, this great information, we're gonna sleep on it. Like, it was like, oh, we gotta, like, go.
Right.
So who knows what you guys are doing before you got on the boat. So that's why I'm saying that, like, it's been long enough that you guys would definitely need some rest. So you guys bed down for the night. Anything you guys want to do or talk about before you sleep?
Oh, we could take some of these the rations probably from these people, the slavers that we killed.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, look, we're gonna have like a little feast, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, let's have some drinks. Let's celebrate our W tonight.
W.
And we'll have to set watch.
Yep, of course.
I mean, I don't really have to sleep that much, so...
Wait, how long? Because you're an elf?
I'm an elf.
How long do you need to sleep for, then? To get your spells back?
I think
it's like 4 hours for a long rest.
Sick.
Really?
Let's say, what is the thing that elves get for that? I know that they don't, like, sleep.
They meditate, I know that.
They do, like, a meditation thing, so...
Because they're so much better than the rest of us.
these are clearly Tolkien elves.
What was it? Tolkien elves also can't get poisoned, can outdrink dwarves for some reason.
I know, right? For some reason.
They got main character syndrome.
Shield slide down the staircase. I mean, it's fine.
Ignore the laws of physics.
I remember when that was in the Two Towers book. Legolas does a cool kickflip on a shield and slides down while shooting two orcs.
Bro, it's so cool.
I remember when Tolkien wrote in The Hobbit that he runs up falling rubble.
He even writes, that shit was lit.
That shit was fucking sick, dude.
Tolkien just writing the coolest action sequence and going, God, elves are awesome, and I made them.
But for some reason, the gods of this world likes humans more. It's like actual lore.
I'm trying to remember what it is about elves, but yeah, they have this thing where like they don't really like sleep; they just sort of like meditate.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you guys are just kind of chilling.
Yeah, I mean, chilling, recouping a bit.
Mm-hmm. Could probably set up in one of the nicer places, like that northern building to the left.
The office. Quarter. Yeah,
just get a wide broom and sweep the bodies into a corner.
There you go.
I want to rummage through the guards and the people who are here's things. Does anybody have any journals or anything? Any diaries?
Says the really racist diary. One.
Oh yeah, remember they found the really racist one?
Yeah, they're the really racist dwarfs. No, they didn't have anything like that. A lot of the stuff was just like money, and then they were just like. You like read a few pages and you see they're just talking about product and you're like, God, I hate everything here. just makes you more angry the more
everyone
you
here is just jerks.
Yeah.
Was there anything of that tower, by the way? The search tower?
Find a little flask. It's got some good whiskey in it.
I'm shocked, actually. That was good whiskey.
Well, he didn't share it.
Oh, that's true.
he's dead now. He ain't sharing it.
But yeah, so you guys peel this over. You don't find anything. And like I said, the biggest thing is just like the shed full of crystals is the thing that just sticks out to you constantly. But
does anybody like analyze the crystals? Did we do that yet? Like,
not I can try.
You did. The only thing that I remember telling you was that I'll tell you again. But it's like, you know that crystals are used in like magical devices and incantations and stuff like that. So it looks like they were collecting crystals of various size, shapes, colors, and it seems like they were collecting so many that they were just sort of like the thing you get from it is that they're throwing a bunch of noodles at the wall and seeing what sticks. Like that's how many they have. That's how many they have. So it seems like they're just trying something. But you don't have any details from the warden here. You think that the other person in the crystal mine might have some more information.
I think these crystals must be components for the Apple iPhone.
Unironically.
It's needed for their new mundane upgrade that nobody needs. But we have to destroy the earth for all these precious crystals to get it.
The camera's so good now you can count the hairs on your balls.
Ball hair counting technology, and they need rare earth minerals from a third world country to get it.
You wouldn't believe it, there actually is.
So yeah, you don't understand anything other more from the crystals just by looking at them. You guys are hanging out. Like I said, if you want to roleplay amongst yourselves, do that.
I don't know enough about my character to have intelligent conversation.
Sir Thorin is going to do the cooking.
Oh. Well, Laria is going to brew shit, because brewing lore, man. Probably like, just like, well, let's try to make something a little bit more cozy, and then she just kind of develops something. You know, mixes a whole bunch of the drinks that they have here, makes it nice, smooth, keeps you warm.
Sweet. Custom cocktail.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I rolled a 6 for crafting dinner.
Ooh.
Well, we were going to have a good night.
The stew is questionable.
It's my old Ma's recipe.
I take a bite and I'm like, I can see you haven't had a cook in a while.
What do you mean?
Old Reuben Chef Harris. Doing most of the cooking, eh?
Didn't show you to make good, Reuben.
I'm a great cook. You just don't know what you're talking about.
It's okay.
I would say something, but I'm too scared to contradict you.
It's okay. This might help. And roll 25 on brewing lore. So
there you go. The sauce you made to go over his questionable steaks.
He made his stew.
Sauce for the stew.
He messed up his stew so badly that Lara replaced the broth.
Don't worry about it. I made it better.
I fixed it.
I can make coffee, I can make tea, I can make broth as well. It's fine.
I made soup out of dirty water and croutons.
I was talking to a buddy of ours, Monster. He's in like our Destiny group, and he talked about how somebody he knew, they made like fried rice or something, you know, big thing of fried rice, but then they added the bomb, which is like that hot sauce they have on hot ones.
Oh no,
it's the stuff that and I would take to high school and like let kids try.
Dude, yeah, and like the thing about it is hot, like it's really hot, but apparently it tastes horrible.
Yeah, it tastes like
ass. It's not even
there's
good.
No intrinsic flavor value to it.
No. And so he was like, yeah, it just ruined. It just ruined like an entire thing of it. Ugh. And I was like, we just make a double batch and like dilute it. Like, what do you even do?
Yeah, that sauce is like just a joke sauce. I've had hot sauces that are like around the same heat as that, and they're all fucking miserable. But I've had ones that actually like still taste kind of good, And right, like, the flavor. Bomb tastes there's like flavor. Battery acid.
Yeah.
It's awful.
The bomb,
like, I would never use it for anything.
Yeah, every time I watch that show, it's just like the bomb is the one that you're always like, I'm gonna find out this actor's real personality here.
Yeah,
because it's a horrible.
It's just pure Caspasian at that point. Like, you are torturing someone with it.
Yeah. So, anyway, we get through the night. You guys are discussing plans. You're talking about your backgrounds and stuff like that. Sir Thorin probably looks a little solemn, being reminded once again that, like, he is the last of the Crimson Briar. And so he feels a sense of belonging, you know, being with the Bellflower Network and stuff like that. But it's like it's weighing heavily on him, obviously. The night is calm; nothing ever happens. And you, what time do you guys think you like wake up and like kind of get ready?
So it was midnight, so it'd be like 6-7 o'clock in the morning.
No, if we're all taking watches, it'd have to be 10 a.m. if we want to get a full night's rest.
Okay. All right.
I just looked at the chart, unfortunately.
Yeah, gotcha. I mean, definitely letting Malari sleep first, so.
Yeah. So 10 a.m. comes by, and you guys wake up, and the rain has gone. It is completely cleared up. I will take the rain off of this.
Oh wow.
Look at that, rain is gone. And let me do the daytime lighting as well. The sun has come up. It is bright. It's still very wet and very muddy, as the rain has just soiled everything around here. But there's a sense of hope on the horizon here. You guys get yourselves together, and you begin making plans and donning your armors and stuff like that. When you go walking outside, directly to the right of the gate is a small box.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box? What could it be?
You go up and you pick the box up. It feels very, very light.
I
feel like this.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
No, yeah. It means it's a finger.
We don't have a seven situation here.
Could be a toe. Yeah.
And there's a little latch on it, and you open it up and you peel it open.
Sure, you don't want to check this out first to make sure it's not trapped.
No, okay. It's not trapped. But the finger inside is enough to send you into a blood boiling anger.
Fuckers.
And I'll see you guys next time.
Yeah.
Let's get them!
Bastards.
Hence tonight.